Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, if you're somebody who suffers from bipolar disorder, what is it your family suffers from along with you and your loved ones? Are they suffering right along with you? And what's the impact of bipolar disorder on the people that surround you? My guest is psychiatric expert, Dr. R. Murali Krishna. So, Dr. Krishna, let's talk about bipolar. First, give a working sort of definition for the listeners of what is bipolar disorder, and then we can talk about its impact on the surrounding people.
It's a major mood disorder consisting of highs and lows, where they go through manic or hypomanic episodes that comprise of feeling high, elated, grandiose, or being over-talkative, thinking going fast, activities being hyped up, doing things that they normally do not do, investing unwisely in either business investments or relationships or sexual indiscretions. And a sense of grandiosity, they think they can do a lot more than what they really are capable of doing. And they need very little sleep, and they're on the go all the time. That's the manic episode. Depression is more known to people more commonly, a period of sadness and withdrawal and uncommunicativeness and losing pleasure in the activities you normally do. It's frequently accompanied by loss of interest, lack of sleep, or sometimes sleeping too much. Appetite up or down, and a sense of hopelessness and helplessness, sometimes leading to suicidal ideation, thus depression. So in bipolar disorder, you have the highs and the lows in different combinations. Some people have a few days of highs and several days to weeks of lows. Some people have just a few hours of highs and several days of lows. Some people have mixed episodes where they have, in the same day, they have the highs and lows. So this is a very important illness, brain disorder, with significant consequences for the patient that's suffering from it, as well as the loved ones and the family and the friends.
Okay, so in the family, you know, I would imagine that they'd be affected many ways. When those mood swings you discussed are mild, you know, the family may experience a little distress. I know when I'm upset, my kids are upset, my husband's upset. But if those episodes are more severe, then the family is going to go through, you know, fear of outbursts and all of these kinds of things. So speak about what the family, because I would imagine, Dr. Krishna, that there's even guilt. Like if you had hateful feelings or, God, I hate it when they're like this, that kind of thing. So what is the family going through?
I can describe to you my own personal experiences from my childhood. My mother suddenly developed bipolar disorder when I was 9 years of age, when I was a young boy, and I have two sisters who are about 2 to 3 years younger and older than me. And ours was a very happy middle-class family growing up in India. But my mother, who was the centerpiece of our home, who was the catalyst for our happiness, for our homework, for our taking care of our clothing and feeding and every comfort we have, she was the most loving human being. Suddenly, she went to deep depression, which we did not know at that time. And she made two serious suicide attempts that I, as a young 9-year-old, was able to intercept and stop. One time she tried to burn herself. Another time she tried to drown in the local tributary of a river. And I was fortunate that I fell all over her and put the fire off. And I was fortunate that I was there hanging on to her when she was trying to drown herself. And she felt that she was going to see me drown and die first before she died. So she came out. And then she went into hypomanic and manic phase where she would be uncontrollably talkative, hyperactive, and grandiose. And all these episodes were misperceived by the society, the neighborhood, and the family and the relatives and the friends as some kind of spiritual problem. There's a significant stigma associated with bipolar disease at that time, mental illness at that time in India and around the world. Even today, to some extent, there's some stigma that is lack of understanding exists. So it has posed several problems for us in the family. Number one, how can the most loving, happy human being that we know suffer from something we don't know what it's all about? How can she be different than what she was? Her mood was going up and down. It's like a roller coaster. and we were confused. We had wondered, you know, what life is all about, and where is the higher power that we strongly believed in. And frequently, my sisters and I would sit on the veranda, would cry in the evenings, and frequently would think about ending our own lives. My sister, in fact, tried to commit suicide 2 times.
Now, so, you know, as you say, and based on your own experiences, it affects the family in so many ways. And with family members, they might even feel those same kinds of manic episodes, suicidal thoughts and things that the person with bipolar is going through. So, you know, as a psychiatric expert, Dr. Krishna, how do you deal? Give us some ways of reducing the stress that the family members go through when they've got somebody that they love that has bipolar.
I think they should immediately seek some support from a counselor, a psychologist, a social worker, and a physician specializing in psychiatric disorders. And then they should actually get the person for evaluation and diagnosis, and proper medication, proper examination, ruling out any physical problems that could cause, for example, thyroid problems could mimic bipolar disorder, even though it's not a bipolar disorder. So we need to rule out the physical problems that may be mimicking a bipolar disorder that are treatable more easily with certain medications and interventions.
And how do you cope with a bipolar member's threats of suicide, as your mother did and even your sister? What does somebody do if they hear somebody that they already know is diagnosed making these threats of suicide? Do you run and tell somebody? What do you do?
I think we should seek support from the loved ones. For example, show your love and support for the human being that's suffering from suicidal ideation. At the same time, seek outside support to try to prevent that suicide ideation. Try to prevent them from acting on the suicide ideation. Show them some hope. Show them some options. Because when a person wants to commit suicide, when they feel that there's no options available to them in a healthy manner, that's when they stop seeing life as being a viable, vibrant one, and they want to think about ending the life. So show some light. Show some support. Show some love. And seek help from outside the family when you need outside help from therapists and from doctors and from hospitals and some clinics. Do not hesitate to talk about it.
If you are, say, a spouse of somebody with bipolar and you've got children and you don't want them sort of affected by these mood swings and these severe, you know, outbursts and that sort of thing, how as a parent would you help the children through something when it's the other spouse that's going through it?
We need to help the children understand what the spouse is going through, what the mother or father is going through, that this is a brain disorder. This is not their fault. They're not choosing to be this way, and that they will have mood changes happening, and that you're seeking help to get them to have the right type of treatment, and that they're going to get better. We need to be patient, and we need to be supportive of them. If they are in depressed mood, it's usually the patient that suffers. And then the consequence of the depression, both for the patient and the family, are enormous. Because, for example, my own life, in our own lives, we suddenly stopped having a parent being available to us for everything we depended on her. So that causes a lot of sense of isolation and aloneness for the child that is seeing one of the parents, you know, having the bipolar illness. In the bipolar state, it causes a lot of havoc and confusion in the manic phase, as opposed to depressed phase. You know, the patient may not feel that they're sick. Actually, some of them enjoy the hypomanic episodes and then the hypomanic state. When they lose contact with reality, they could do things in life that they have negative consequences from. In that state, we need to protect the child from some of the activities that are going on. And also, sometimes we may have to have somebody else look after the child if they're in hypomanic or manic mode.
Well, that sort of sends that message that we have to support. If you love someone with bipolar disorder, you have to give them that extra support. Make sure you yourself get your own form of therapy to help you deal with that person. Take care of the children. Make sure you pay attention to any threats of suicide. You know, keep a calm household and try and bring a little light into the such situation. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.